The U.S. and other permanent members of the United Nations Security Council are struggling to reach a compromise on a new resolution on Iraq. It's been more than a month since President Bush appeared before the U.N. to demand that the Security Council enforce its mandates or face the possibility that the United States would act on its own against Baghdad. As negotiations continue, members of the U.N. not in the Security Council are clamoring to be heard on an issue they say is too important to be decided by just a few nations. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States, with support from Britain, seems to have run up against a wall of resistance in the form of France, Russia, and China. The other three permanent members of the Security Council refuse to go along with the U.S. proposal that calls for the use of force against Iraq if it fails to give U.N. weapons inspectors unconditional access. Diplomats initially predicted the U.S. would introduce the resolution within a few days or a week, but the possibility of a veto by France, Russia, or even China has forced one delay after another. At the White House today, spokesman Ari Fleischer refused to admit deadlock.
I would not characterize it as deadlocked. No breakthroughs have taken place to date, but the conversations continue.
At this point, diplomats and U.S. officials have stopped offering predictions on when a resolution actually might be introduced. The delays have prompted questions from reporters who asked Fleischer how long President Bush will wait.
Just as the president said at the United Nations when he announced that he wanted to go through the United Nations and propose a resolution, the president said then that he was content to wait for days and weeks, not months. It still is within that days and weeks time frame. It has not reached months, and we'll see if it goes on for the period of time beyond what the president said.
Much of the negotiating has been with France, which has proposed a two-step process. France suggests that the Security Council approve a resolution calling for more intrusive weapons inspections in Iraq, and if Iraq fails to comply, then approve a second resolution spelling out the consequences. The United States wants the consequences clear from the beginning. Secretary of State Colin Powell says he discussed the issue today with Britain's visiting Foreign Minister Jack Straw. As the two foreign policy chiefs met with reporters, Powell said the U.S. still favors one resolution but continues to consult other governments.
We were in touch with the French yesterday. They had some ideas. We'll be responding to those ideas.
Diplomats say there has been talk of a compromise. They say the U.S. has suggested changing the threat to use all necessary means to a threat of serious consequences for noncompliance. But diplomats say that France still objects, on the grounds that serious consequences still implies military action. Other U.N. members say there are a lot more objections, but they aren't being heard. They complain that the five permanent members of the Security Council have excluded other U.N. members from the deliberations. South Africa's ambassador, Dumisani Shadrach Kamalo, represents the 130 non-aligned nations, which are calling for a peaceful resolution of the Iraq issue.
We are deeply concerned that the non-permanent Security Council members who were elected by UN members through the General Assembly are being isolated from the deliberations on this crucial issue.
Kamalo said the issue deserves very broad consideration, even beyond the Security Council.
Equally important are the views of the wider membership of the United Nations to influence the decision-making power in the Security Council.
The wider membership will have a chance to express its views tomorrow in a very public way. The Security Council has agreed to an open debate on Iraq at the request of the non-aligned nations. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.